I don't remember what it's like not to work. First thing I do when I wake up is check my messages. Last thing I do before I go to sleep is check my messages. Even when I'm not at Omega Studios fielding gameplay bugs, frazzled employees, and blown deadlines, my days are bookended by the siren song of my phone pinging with one incoming notification after another. Take today. It's Sunday morning. I should still be in bed with Alana, waiting for Cassie and Evie to come charging into our room demanding breakfast. Instead, I'm sitting at the kitchen table, nursing a lukewarm cup of coffee while I alternate between feeling overwhelmed by the production schedule and staring frozenly at dozens of unanswered emails, all the while trying to convince myself that we're not falling behind, that Starflung, our latest video game project, won't crash and burn like Scorchfell did. Recent history suggests otherwise. I sigh, shaking my head at the prospect of dumping another 5 years down the digital drain, and force myself to pick an email at random. The moment I thumb it open and start reading, a throat clears in front of me. Blinking, I look up from my phone and see Alana standing in the doorway. Her arms are crossed, hazel eyes narrowed, shoulder-length brown hair pulled back into a loose ponytail.
"You forgot?"
I scrunch my face, confused. But then I hear Evie calling out from upstairs.
"Are they ready?"
Shit. I toss my phone on the table and start to get up, but Alana waves me off.
"It's fine. I'll make them."
I can tell by the stiff, methodical way she moves around the kitchen gathering ingredients and mixing chocolate crepe batter from memory that it's the polar opposite of fine.
"I'm sorry," I say. "I totally spaced."
Alana smacks the pancake pan on the cast iron stovetop.
"It's her goddamn birthday, Peter."
"I know, it's just..." Right on cue, my messenger app dings. I glance at the screen, unable to stop myself from scanning the preview. It's from Bradley. All it says is, "You up for a test run?" A nervous thrill races through my body as I tap out a quick reply.
"It's finished?"
"Get your ass over here and see for yourself." The metal ladle cracks sharply against the pancake pan.
"Seriously, Peter?"
I send a thumbs up emoji and put the phone on silent.